Well, Martin, before we look at the weekend's games, which starts, of course, this evening with St Junan's and Dunloe in O'Donnell Park, it's a crunch weekend for a lot of clubs, and I suppose the best thing we should do maybe is start with the groups and go through the groups. And the first group is Group 1. Glenswelly are in pole position already, probably have qualified. They're two wins.
More or less they have qualified, all right, Tom, you know. They've actually qualified, regardless of qualified as winners, you know.
Yeah.
So it leaves them in a good position going into the last set of games, you know.
Yeah.
So Glenswelly are definitely top. So what you're looking at is there are a couple of different possibilities, you know.
Yeah, Guidora are in second place as of today with 2 points.
That's right.
McCool's
that's
and right. Mallon have 1 point each from their draw. So
that's right.
But any one of the three can still make it.
Any one of the three could actually join Glenswelly, you know. And probably, you know, obviously people are thinking Guidore or in prime, you know, they're in a good position. They're home to Mallon, which is a big thing, you know. It's always going to be very difficult for the likes of Mallon to go down to Guidore to one, you know, or for anybody for that matter, you know. But probably the other thing too is that McCool's are not out of the running either. I mean, Glenswelly are in a position where they're, you know, they're top and they're already through. And if they have any injuries or anything like that, obviously they're going to be resting boys, you know. So McCool's, you know, if they go at it and let's say they get a victory, then you're looking at a possibility of them actually qualifying if Mallon go down and beat Guidore.
Yeah.
Which is a possibility, you know. Yeah. These last round of games always throw up kind of strange kind of maybe results and things they got in odd time, so they're all different.
And obviously score averages, I think a few clubs got caught in the earlier years, including your own, but everybody's watching them closely this year, I think.
Absolutely, and everybody kind of watching scores, and if you're any team that's getting maybe defeated, they're thinking about, you know, how much they're getting defeated by as such, and if you're winning, you're trying to rack up a good score, because it can stand that you come to the last set of games, but as I say, it'll all be down to the wire, especially for that Group 1 anyway, because there's still a lot of playing in it. But probably Guidore would be fancied because they're at home to Mallon, to join Glenswelly, you know.
Yeah. And Group 2, your own Niamh Connell, they're in pole position. They're the same as Guidore or same as Mallon or Glenswelly.
That's right.
St Junan's.
They're already through, you know, based on the two results so far, you know. Now St Junan's, obviously, you know, being at home to Dunloe are favourites to join them, you know. But like Dunloe will be, you know, they'll be boosted by that second half performance as such against Ardra last week. Now their first half performance was definitely below par, you know. But if they bring their second half performance into this evening's game against St Junan's, then obviously they're going to be a threat, you know.
Yeah.
So they're going to go out there with confidence too, you know. But St Junan's will be in a pole position with 2 points at the minute, being at home to Dunloe, who also have 2 points, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose the reality is we're expecting a reaction from St Junan's this evening after that heavy defeat, shall we say, to your own Niamh Connell last weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, you'd have to expect them to lift themselves for this evening, you know. I mean, St Junan's, when they have their backs to the wall, I mean, everybody knows that they do perform, you know. So they'll all be hoping, of course, that they won't be kind of lifting themselves too much from that result last week. But St Junan's, you probably would have to fancy them to club together and lift themselves for a big performance this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And really what they're looking at, obviously, is getting through a second. And if they're getting through a second, realistically, they're going to be meeting a big gun in the quarter-final. But at the end of the day, Unions on their day can beat any team.
Yeah. Having said that, you know, people are dismissing St Dunloe, but Dunloe have taken two big scalps in the last couple of weeks. And Niamh Connell in the league and Ardra in the championship.
Yeah, and in the last 2 weeks, actually, you know, they've played very, very well against ourselves, against Niamh Connell, you know, at home. You know, and I know Tony will be looking to the league is his big thing, obviously, you know, to hold parity in the league, you know, and that performance against us in the league, you know, it was an excellent performance, you know, and I had said it even to Adrian and that afterwards, that if they performed anything like that in any of the championship games, it'll be as hard a team to beat as any, and they proved it then the following week. Now, not in the first half, like I say, because, you know, I thought they were probably just a wee bit too cautious in the first half and you know, maybe held back a wee bit too much, but when, you know, the second half, basically the goal maybe at the stroke of half time lifted them, you know. So the second half performance then, like, you know, will definitely be a big boost for this evening, and I think they're going to go out there with a bit of confidence this evening, you know.
But you're still going for St Junan's?
I think St. Junan's just, you know, because St. Junan's always can get a reaction when it's needed, you know. Mm. Like, I remember even years ago, like, you know, with Unions and ourselves, and they came down to us, and they got a heavy defeat in the championship, you know. And we went back out to them for the second leg, and you know, they were a different team. And on the you know, they beat us on the return leg, and then the playoff, they beat us. And they actually went on to 1-3 in a row from that, you know. Mm. So, like, Unions, I just think, you know, we'll have the hunger, and especially playing on their home patch, I just think they'll have the hunger to overcome Dunlow this evening.
And just when we're on Group 2, Niamh Connell are away to the arch rivals are tomorrow afternoon. I suppose when the draw was made at the start of the year, everybody was looking forward to this game in both clubs, but it's a bit of a dead rubber now.
It is a dead rubber, and you know, it's a great pity, like, for Ardra themselves, because they've seen this obviously as a big game, and you know, it affects it in every way for themselves. Even, you know, it's a big gate, you know, a championship gate for a club and things like that. And you know, watching Ardra last week for the first half against Dunlow, you know, I just really couldn't see, you know, how they were going to be defeated last week. And I just said to myself, and everybody kind of said, that you're looking at the Ardra and Niamh Connell game being the big one next weekend. And so, you know, it's a big disappointment for Ardra then what happened in the second half, because, you know, it's an awful pity for them now to play the, as you say, the local derby, arch rivals, with absolutely nothing at stake, you know. But, you know, I'm sure Martin Regan will definitely be very happy as such to have the whole, you know, the whole thing done and dusted as such before that last game, because I know he wouldn't have been looking forward to going over to play Ardra with the possibility of having to beat them to remain in the championship, because they're, you know, Ardra are a proven championship pedigree team as such, you know. So I know he's just delighted to have that out of the way, and you know, maybe he can play fringe players in the leg of that tomorrow, and you know, give rest to the people who need it.
Having said that, looking at score average, if St. Junan's were to cut loose this evening against Dunlow and rack up a big score, there's still a possibility St. Junan's could top the group.
I don't think so, Tom, because what you're looking at is if Niamh Connell and St. Junan's end up with 4 points each, you know,
it's head-to-head rather than score average.
Aye, so head-to-head, Niamh Connell would come out on top there, so automatically Niamh Connell have topped the group. And St. Junan's or Dunlow then would join them for second, you know.
Yeah. Group 3, we've mentioned it already, but we'll just go through it in a little more depth. St. Michael's pole position there for Masters. Glenfinn with two wins, or with a win each, and Clonmacnoise yet to register. And it was interesting to read during the week where Liam Ward, the Glenfinn manager, was saying that they could actually lose and still qualify, and they could win and maybe not qualify. That's the kind of the vagaries of this new system.
I think there's always a group of death in it, and this is definitely it, you know. But, you know, what we are probably sure about is that St. Michael's will qualify. Now, be it it's a possibility that if Glenfinn actually beats St. Michael's, and let's say Clonmacnoise beat four Masters, you're looking at Glenfinn actually topping the group.
Yeah.
And St. Michael's will go through as second, you know. But really what you're looking at, if Glenfinn won and four Masters won, you'll have three teams on 4 points each. But St. Michael's would have the superior scoring difference, so they will go through as winners as such. And really Glenfinn would be in a good position for second place.
Yeah, because in that situation, it isn't the head-to-head for Masters. That's won the head. Right. It goes to score average.
It would go to score average if the three teams were level. Now, that's my understanding.
Yeah. No.
You know, head-to-head only comes into it when there's only two teams involved. But when there's three teams, you're down to the scoring average. And, you know, I suppose, you know, the likes of for Clonmacnoise themselves, if they're if they want to get out of the championship relegation playoff as such, a victory for them would be a huge result, because, you know, on the head-to-head they'll be putting four Masters out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and the games this weekend in that group are Glenfinner at home to St. Michael's.
That's right.
And four Masters home to Clonmacnoise.
That's right.
And word coming around this afternoon that four Masters are going to be without Michael Doherty. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
That's right. Well, that's what the word is right, you know, and if that's right, you know, it's going to be a big blow for Four Masters. You know, Four Masters obviously will be getting in as favourites probably to come out of that group. Both the way that St. Michael's are playing, we'll say, and then playing Glenfinn, St. Michael's at the minute are putting up big scores, you know, similar to Kilcare, really, you know. So you probably have to fancy, you know, St. Michael's in four matches at the moment, but there's still a lot of possibilities. I know Glenfinn will definitely, when they're at home, I mean, Glenfinn will definitely fancy themselves.
And they have that old championship pedigree as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Glenfinn always have, you know, they can always prove, you know, on a big championship day, they can match any team, you know. Now, albeit they're not going great in the league, but championship is a different story.
Yeah.
It brings out the best in teams.
And finally, just to the final group, we have group four. It's Kilcare, Termon, Neamora and Killybegs. Kilcare on top here
right.
With the two wins. Termon next with a win and a draw. They defeated Killybegs and drew with Neamora last weekend. And Neamora have just the draw with Termon last week.
That's
Killybegs
right.
are pointless at the bottom.
Well, what you're looking at is the only thing you're sure of is Kilcare have actually qualified, you know. So really what you're looking at, Termon are looking, we'll say, to defeat Kilcare as such to top the group. And you're looking at and then at Kilcare coming through a second, you know. But, you know, it's probably hard to see that with the way Kilcare are playing. And
they're,
you know,
at home to Termon.
They're at home to Termon, which is the big thing. Now, you probably could see possibility of Neamora beating Killybegs, and then you're in a position where you're down to the scoring average.
Hmm.
Now, the scoring average at the moment is in Termon's favour. They're +2 and Neamora are -11. So there's a 13-point turnaround there, you know. But, I mean, Kilcare, the way they're playing, if they put up a good score against Termon and if Neamora get the victory, that's all they can do and hope that Kilcare put up a big score such against Termon.
And Killybegs are out of the running in terms of qualifying for the quarterfinal. They're in the banks tomorrow against.
They're in the banks tomorrow. What they're looking at realistically, Killybegs, is to avoid the championship relegation playoff. So Killybegs will be looking for a big performance, you know, for that. If they won down at the banks, they'll be avoiding the championship.
And that'll be Neamora into the relegation playoff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So Neamora are in a position where they could, you know, if they won, they have a chance of qualifying, or they may even end up in the relegation playoff.
So
that's how close it is.
What do you make of this system? What, this is the third season of it now. What do you make of the?
I think it's only now that the clubs are actually coming to terms and you know, and watching scoring averages and stuff like that, you know. I know up until, you know, up for the last year or two, teams have been caught, you know, on the hop, you know, and stuff like that, you know. But I think now maybe, you know, it shows that it's coming down to the last day and every club has their chance, you know what I mean? You know, maybe bar one or two, but every team has something to play for. And I suppose maybe the relegation playoff to stay in the senior championship is that wee added thing to keep even teams at the bottom playing, you know. So I think at the moment, I don't think anybody could argue with it.
Mm. And just to recap again, Group 1, Glenswilly, Gweedore, McCools and Mallon.
Mm-hmm.
Glenswilly are assured of a quarter-final place. Who's going to join them?
You know, Gweedore on home patch, I think will have to be favourites.
Yeah, and as we said, Niamh Connell already through as well. It's St. Unan's, Dunloe in the running there.
That's right. Well, you'd probably have to fancy Unan's been on their home pitch as well, you know, against probably a very determined Dunloe team this evening, you know.
And Group 3, the one you've branded the Group of Death,
St.
Michael's. They've qualified anyway, whether it's top the group
they've
or it's...
They've qualified top. I probably would expect St. Michael's and Four Masters to qualify there.
And then again, Kilcare in the same boat. They've qualified anyway, regardless of whether they win or not this weekend. And it's really an interesting one, this one, because Termon, as you say, can qualify. Neamora can qualify. They also can find themselves in the relegation playoff.
Absolutely. And, you know, for Termon, it's probably a difficult situation because they're going up to Kilcare and you know, maybe how do you set up against Kilcare? I mean, if you sit and defend all day, you're just bringing them on to you, and you know, you could end up in big trouble. But if you go at them, maybe you'll get caught at the back and end up, you know, letting in a big score. So it's a difficult one for Termon, I think, here, you know. But I have a feeling Termon are probably experienced enough now that, you know, to keep it tight and yet try and get the couple of scores to keep them in touch. And I just fancy Termon to keep the score down enough as such to see them through.